It's the beginning of the year, which means a lot of people are probably getting information for their taxes and other bills to go ahead and turn into whoever's preparing their tax return. The truth is a lot of people don't know what to do with those documents after they have them. So today I'm going to let you know what you can save, what you can shred, and what you should scan to hang on to. Stuff to shred. The truth is, the majority of the stuff that I like to hang on to myself is probably stuff that you can get rid of all the time. ATM receipts, any canceled checks, any kind of bills that you've already paid, those are all items that you don't need to keep a record of. Go ahead, toss them in the trash, throw them in the shred bin, make sure that you're getting rid of all the information that's personal or pertinent to your personal information so no one else can use it. Save and hold on to. The primary documents that you need to save and hold on to are what I like to call the big personal documents. Your birth certificate, social security card, marriage certificate, and any loan documents associated with like a mortgage or things specific to your home are documents that you should hang on to as long as possible. Keeping them in a fireproof safe or a safety deposit box so that you know where they are and that they're safe at all times is something you should definitely do. Scan and archive. There's a lot of other documents that you might want to hang on to, but you don't need to keep physical copies. So you can scan and digitize them, put them online in the cloud somewhere for easy access. Some things you may want to consider holding on to are the past 7 years of your tax returns. It's nice to have those W-2s and other filed documents easily accessible if you're looking to make a home purchase, because your lender's always going to want that. Or any kind of medical bills or medical history documents that you might have, as well as several other things. Make sure that you have them somewhere where you know where to get access to them, but they're backed up so you don't have to remember to continually do something to keep them updated. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.